This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This MCA Buccaneers show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, joining us, the head coach of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, guys.
Coach Warren, coming off a big win this past Friday night against GMC, we went on the road and brought home a big W. Talk to us about that game, the preparation for it, and overall, how the kids played.
Well, it was a unique preparation for me because I was facing a former player, Gavin Tierce. He played for me at Dade County. He came up through my middle school program with me. He came up through my high school program and was eventually a team captain at middle linebacker. And he went down to Valdosta State and was able to coach with Rush Prost at Valdosta. So he was a worthy opponent for a young coach. He knew a lot of things that we were going to be doing, a lot of our program intricacies, like controlling the ball, playing good defense, controlling the clock. So he had a great game plan. He even ran a couple of things that I ran at Dade that was unique. I called him out on those just to see. So that was fun. But the game prep, we had to prep for an option-based team, a really disciplined team. And we were more athletic, but we were not as disciplined as them. And so it was an interesting matchup for us for sure. And then on defense, they were a really solid run-based 4-4 defense, which gave us a fit early.
Yeah, and the prepping against someone who is very familiar with you, I mean, we can all, you know, coaches scout each other and their teams all the time, but, you know, somebody that's that familiar, and he's coming from not only your program as a player, but from Coach Prope's coaching tree, was impressive indeed. And, and his kids were ready, but I'll tell you, Coach Warren, the Bucs were really ready.
Yeah, we played hard the whole ball game. I was a little disappointed in the first half. We had too many penalties. We had been averaging about four penalties a game. Now we were averaging three per quarter. I mean, four penalties per quarter, 3.75. We had six in the first half, and
wow,
you know, we had to. If you remember, we had to score one touchdown three times.
Yep, there were three times we punched it in, and only one of them counted.
Yeah, so that was very frustrating. But after the half, Todd, is when we really, I think, took a step forward. We had no penalties. We controlled the clock. We did a lot of things well, including pitching a shutout.
Yeah, the shutout, the zero penalties, was incredible in a great way. You talk about mental football and not playing behind the sticks. And the Bucs, from that standpoint, played error-free football.
Yeah, we can do that. And we've got to get to a stage, too, when we do get behind the sticks, that we have some plays to help get us out, and we're just now getting to that portion of the program a little slower than we have in years past for just various reasons.
Yeah, tell us about the offensive game of the Bucs and how that flowed and what you were looking at as the game progressed.
Well, we've got a new offensive coordinator this year, Coach Hunter Hutchison. He's done a great job in what I call building the race car. But he's never driven the car before, if that makes any sense. So he's been learning to call plays and do things. So we came out in our single wing, and they GMC was really ready for that. They had worked on what we call block destruction drills, and our line of scrimmage could not handle that. So they ran us out of our single wing. I think we ran it three times and didn't progress very much. So I took over the offense and changed it back to our wing offense, which was very productive.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So when we switched over to the wing, I was gambling in the back of my mind that he did not have time to prep for both offensive looks, and he did not. I knew he would be very familiar with the Dade County portion of the offense, what we call the IMO, inside isolations, and the OMOs, the sweeps, and that stands for outside motion. But I didn't know if he had time to get ready for it, so when I switched with Coach Hutchison, he was calling the single wing, and I started calling the wing. We had some success there with that, which I thought was big. They just, GMC was not ready for all that. It's hard to get ready for us in 1 week.
Yeah, and switching back to the wing formation, early on, I'm sure that GMC had scouted us. We had run that quite a bit in the first couple ball games. But to then switch it up, and which allowed for some different looks to get a lot of weapons on the field.
Yeah, it did. It got, you know, one of the things that we wanted to break, Coach Hutchinson wanted to break some of this offense out earlier, and we were just injury plagued. So we had no depth at the wing back positions, for example. So we ended up running the single wing for, you know, two and a quarter games. But he wanted to run the offense that I started calling Friday night, or mixing it up, and I wanted to see if we could wait this week for Liberty County, but a win was more important than hiding an offense.
Oh, of course. You know, winning cures all ills, Coach, and it was a big, big win and a dominant win. How about defensively? You know, you were familiar with some of the things he was going to run as well, as you always are with our opponents. But defensively, what were we looking at through the flow of the game for the Bucks?
Well, they were not, you know, they lined up in the same formation that we did. It looked like a wing T offense or hybrid wing, but they were option based where we were wing T based. So the formation was practically the same. So we played them in a 5-2 defense and crowded the line of scrimmage and made the option have to be read really fast instead of letting it progress.
Right.
And they were able to have a little success with the fullback in the middle, but I felt like, you know, we were shutting that down. There's only so many carries that kid's going to have, and
right.
we were starting to be a factor on him. We played the perimeter well. They couldn't get the pitch or the sweeps off. We caused some fumbles there. So I was really pleased with how our defense played, even though we gave up some things. I was pleased with how it played.
Yeah, and again, defensively, you were able to get some weapons on the field. Had one big pick six, which we'll highlight in our second section. But, you know, other players had opportunities at interceptions. I mean, we were really going to the ball.
Yeah, we were flowing to the ball really well. We've been working, trying to get our kids in something to be successful with. Right now, we seem to be, you know, whatever the simplest thing is on defense, and playing fast seems to be what we can do. We don't run a lot of coverages, Ty. We don't run a lot of fronts. But the few little items that we know, we play really well.
Yeah, and the kids play hard. I mean, that's always a trademark of Bucks football is the kids played hard, and some of them, all of them, had a monster game, especially pitching a shutout against a team that just in the week prior had taken it to, was it Crawford County?
Yes, they beat Crawford County 49-7, I think.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. Special teams played well, you know, had a great ball game. That was a big win for the Bucks. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsor.
Under the Friday night lights, we're at a weekend practice. Sports injuries happen fast. But Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is already on your team. Trusted by local schools across Glynn County and coastal Georgia. Across our three clinics, we bring that same athletic expertise to active families with fast, convenient care. Backed by Southeast Georgia Health System, we're here to get you back safely in the game. Visit sghs.org/summit to learn more. That's sghs.org/summit.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach Warren, we've talked about the offense, the defense, the special teams, the overall effort and improvement and the level of play of the Bucks from a team standpoint. Let's focus in on some individuals now. There's always highlights to be had. And I'd like us to start off on the defensive side of the ball with Zaylen DeVerger.
And Zaylen had an impactful game. I'm tired of people running away from Javonte Cummins, and Zaylen plays on the same side with him. So that's two really good defensive linemen. So
right.
What we did to GMC was a unique defense. We put Javonte and Zaylen on the weak side instead of the strong side. Hmm. And then we went plus one on the strong side, which means we were outnumbering you by one over there, but one short on the weak side because that was where two of our better players
right.
were. So Coach Tears from GMC said his box kept saying, hey, we need to run weak. We need to run weak. And that was where Zaylen and Javonte were. So he had to pick his poison, run into two of our better players or run over there where he was outnumbered by one.
Yeah, and Zaylen seemed like, as I was watching the game, I know this is not quite the case, but it seemed like he was in on almost every defensive play.
Yeah, to say he or just Javonte was kind of misleading because they were both on the same side and they were on the weak side, which meant they typically only had two offensive linemen.
Right.
Usually there's a double team occurring somewhere.
Okay.
So their combination of things completely shut down the counter, completely shut down weak side option. It had Ty Holland kind of over the edge, outside edge of them in case something spilled to the outside. But yeah, they shut down. The most explosive play on film we'd seen was the GMC counter, and Zaylen and Javonte just blew that up.
Yeah, those two guys are two monsters on that line that absolutely wreak havoc on our defense.
Yeah, I think that little strategy is probably going to be something when teams allow us to, that we'll be able to play.
Right.
Especially if you allow us to get five defensive linemen on the field, we can be pretty good.
Yeah. Defensively, we had a monstrous pick six by Josh Griffin. I mean, he took it to the house. And you talk about another gear, another level. I mean, when he got that ball, he was gone.
As you have said, and he's electric.
He's electric, yes.
They ran a little power pass, which is a high-low scheme. It's almost like keep away in middle school or something with a – you look at the outside defender, and if he's deep, you throw it short. If he's short, you throw it deep.
Yeah.
And Josh was supposed to be middle of the third, but he recognized that they did not have a middle third player. So he did what's called a he was a robber. He robbed the intermediate route and just picked it and went to the house.
Yeah, it was about 70 yards, give or take.
Yeah, give or take it was. And we could see how fast he could run because he did not want to get caught.
Yeah, well, and he did not. I mean, he is electric. He has become a very electric player for the Bucks, and every time he touches the ball, defensively or offensively, he can take it to the house. I know that also Ernest McIntosh played a big game defensively. He almost had a pick for six, too. Very close.
Yeah, he did. He stepped in on his own and helped us out defensively because usually he was on the offensive side of the ball, but he's an excellent linebacker, so he – he came in and did his due diligence on for the shutout.
You're listening to the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Who else on defense? I mean, we've talked about the truth, Ernest McIntosh, and electric Josh Griffin, but also those two big guys up on the line, Javonte Cummins and Zaylen DeVerger. But it's a team effort.
Yeah, one of the big moves that we made this week, Todd, we moved George Campbell from linebacker to nose guard because of his speed and strength. He's not a giant kid. He's around 5'10", 190 pounds. So we moved him to the nose guard position to get some more speed on the line to disrupt that option. And I met with Coach Rand and the coaches on Sunday afternoon, and he said George was much more productive there, which is what we want.
That's a good thing. Yeah, I love as the season goes along, the strategy of the different changes, the tweaks, getting kids where they can be successful and overall success for the team. Let's flip it to offense, Coach. You had a good offensive game Friday night.
We did. Like we talked about earlier, we started off in the single wing, and they were ready for that. So we shifted. It was going to be a game of limited possessions. We wanted to control the clock. He knew we wanted to control the clock, so he tried to control the clock too, which made it for a very fast ball game. There were three quarters where we only had the ball one time in each quarter. So I knew those had to count. And so On the first touchdown, we scored on the what we call the double handoff. It's a counter play, and Josh scored. And then, you know, there were two previous other scores we had penalties on.
Yep. Where Blake McMahon took it in, called back on penalty, and Ernest McIntosh. Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, we're leading at the half 7-0. And when we came back out, I told the offensive guys that I was going to go into the wing, which we've kind of been a trademark here at McIntosh since we've been back. So we went in the wing, and we had a monstrous drive. Once we got the ball back from them in the third quarter, we consumed all the third quarter and scored in the fourth quarter. So it was a massive drive. I'm talking about 8-9 minutes.
Yeah, just eating at the clock. Yeah. You know, teams can't score if they can't get the ball.
Yeah, and then we had a hiccup on the second extra point, had a bad snap. So Avery Stroud was not able to kick his next extra point. So we're up 13-0. And then I guess they felt a little pressure to throw is when that interception occurred by Josh Griffin. So we go up. We go for two. And I felt like we got in. Ernest hit the cone with the ball. There was never a point out of bounds. The back judge signaled touchdown, and the side judge said no touchdown. And he just said he didn't think that he got in. And I don't know, the ball hit the cone. I guess we need instant replay at some time in high school, don't we?
Well, you know, and at some point it's coming. I mean, we've got the play clock, and, you know, we've got a lot of things that started in college and the pros. I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, that's not – they have systems now for instant replay that you can use. Even through your own basic high school camera where we're filming games, they have the instant replay ability. It's just not as nice as, you know, you get on TV and those type of things.
Oh, of course. What else on offense, Coach?
The offensive game plan went from the single wing, which is a one-back offense, and we go into a multi-back offense. So the attack of Ernest McIntosh, Josh Griffith, and Tyron Cummings was relentless. Ernest
– well, that's a three-headed snake.
It's a three-headed snake. And I think we rushed Todd for right at 200-and-something yards.
Awesome.
Three of them. Those guys did really well. Ernest, you know, they had to key him, which opened up Josh and opened up Tyron.
Yeah, I mean, who are you going to stop? I mean, pick your poison. As the Bucks started rolling in the big win last Friday night at GMC for their second win of the season. We will be right back to McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Under the Friday night lights, we're at a weekend practice. Sports injuries happen fast. But Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is already on your team. Trusted by local schools across Glynn County and coastal Georgia. Across our three clinics, we bring that same athletic expertise to active families with fast, convenient care. Backed by Southeast Georgia Health System, we're here to get you back safely in the game. Visit sghs.org/summit to learn more. That's sghs.org/SUMMIT.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and Cunningham Jewelers. Coach Warren, we've talked about last week's game, big win, all the highlights, all the hard work that went into that. But you've been preparing for this week, and we traveled up the road about 45 minutes to Hinesville, Liberty County High School, for tomorrow night's contest, which has the potential to be a slobber knocker.
Yeah, it should be a good one. They're getting pretty big. They're a quad A school this year, and we're still the Emerald single A school on the coast. So I'm not too sure how long we'll be able to play some of these guys just from a size comparison. But the kids are excited about it. It's going to be fun. It's close. Could be a rival. So, we'll carry our rushing game and a little bit of a revamped passing game into that. And I think you'll see Ernest McIntosh on the leaderboard within the state. He's at 62 carries, 292 yards, and two touchdowns with some big runs called back.
Yes, I mean, even with the big runs called back, and I can remember four of them, if memory serves, that were called back, that would have put him way over 300 yards. But he's popping right at 100 yards a game.
Yeah, so they're going to know that, and they're probably going to get ready for our single wing sum and our wing T offense, which is going to divide the time. That's good. Now, Liberty County is a spread offense, Todd, and they've got some dudes that can go. They're big. Really? They've got some 300-plus pounders on the offensive line.
Okay.
They run a college-level zone. They throw the deep ball well. They run on defense. So we have got to play our best ball game if we're going to have a shot. Anything less than that, we will come back disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, it's and it's all about getting better, not playing behind the sticks. Good mental football, good physical football, which is what the Bucks are getting done.
Yeah, those guys are – they run a two-quarterback system. One kid is more of a runner, but can throw some. The other kid is the gunslinger. He's going to throw the deep ball, all the fancy patterns, the screens, and the concepts. And then they're going to get behind if they start wanting to control clock like we do. They're going to put those big fanny tails together, and they're going to run right at the Bucks.
Yeah, to my understanding, they've got a couple of kids probably, 6 foot plus, 350 plus.
Yeah, they're big, especially at the guard positions. They are really big. So we've got to combat that and feel like we've made some effort to do so.
Well, the old saying, there's two things you can't coach is size and speed. And that sounds like size versus Buck speed. So that's on offense what we're looking at against the Liberty County team. What are we going to be facing from their defense, Coach Warren?
Their defensive line to me is their strong suit, and they're scary. Those guys are aggressive. They're big, strong athletes. I really like watching them play. And then their defensive whole bunch of defense is really good. They have a chance this year if they can get things together, get off the injury bug like we've been on. They got a chance to have a pretty good defense this fall.
Yeah, and Liberty County is always loaded with athletes.
Yeah, they've got big numbers this year too. They're supposed to come over today, Todd, and play us in a JV game. And here we're going to play 18 to 25 players. They're going to play about 60.
On JV?
On JV.
Wow. So they're similar to other high schools up and down the coast, except McIntosh at this point. But, like Long County, for instance, Liberty County's getting big too.
Yeah, everybody's been talking about, hey, why are y'all playing all these tough, bigger teams, tougher opponents? Well, the positive answer would be that it's going to help us with the power rankings to be a premier seed if we can survive some of these games and come out with some success. And then the other reason was our region's so small, we just didn't have any choices, but to play some.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Ultimately, the region was small, so Todd, we had to pick up 6 ball games. And like we spoken about earlier, the first couple are easy to pick up, but finding somebody in week 6, week 5, week 4, that's tough. And so I was just thankful we could play one close instead of having to drive around Atlanta somewhere and play.
Yeah, I mean, picking up those games, especially with the change from GHSA this year, going back to power rankings, and looking at proximity, we drove 3-plus hours last week to go to Milledgeville, which was a fine trip, but, that is a long trip. Playing Liberty County this week will almost be like a home game, but it's not.
Yeah, that's true. It's just close compared to what we have been driving from Georgia Southern to Georgia Military. It's been
Fitzgerald.
Crazy. Yeah, Fitzgerald. So we've had some road trips. This one will be a little closer. I noticed the grocery bill was down slightly when I went yesterday to feed the Bucks. I was like, wow, what a difference the time makes. I didn't have to stock up as much.
That's right. So we're looking at a good team. They're going to give us a lot of looks offensively and defensively. And Bucks are going to be ready.
Yeah, that's true. I'm excited, just to go over there. This game ultimately is on me, win or lose, because it's a non-region game. It's one of many we're playing this year. So I'm just hoping, Todd, and at the bare minimum, it helps us get ready for region play.
Yeah, and region play's coming, and there's not many games in region play, but you're right, battle testing these kids, and they're going to be battle tested when we roll into ECI for our first region contest in a few weeks. But I think that's going to matter.
Yeah, and some of our guys in our region play tough opponents too. ECI definitely has. And now, we're going to square up with them. They're going to be anxious to play single-A opponents, and so are we. So that should be – that game might possibly be for the region championship.
And might could be. I've been seeing other teams in the region win some, lose some. you know, looks like Montgomery County is not bad this year.
No, they're not. If we can have, like I told you, some moderate success, just a moderate, not just get smoked through this region, non-region schedule, that's going to make our power ranking, Todd, jumping probably to a top 10 seed.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. You know, you play the tough opponents, you compete with the tough opponents, you beat some of them. All of them is the goal. But, you know, that only improves the Bucks both on the field and in the rankings.
Yeah, it does. You know, we've got them. We've got a tough stretch of games. We have Liberty County, and then we play a ranked AA Jeff Davis team here at home, a ranked AA Scrubbing County team here at home. And then we take a week off and we'll play a ranked ECI team. So we're going to be battle-tested or beat up. It depends on how hard we want to play.
Speaking of beat up, we got about a minute left here, Coach Warren. Who are we getting back this week off injury that you anticipate having available tomorrow that you've not had?
We're getting quite a few back. That's going to be nice. We're getting back Tristan Thorpe, one of our better offensive linemen. Asher Allen, one of our better skill kids and long snappers. Those are two of the main ones. And, of course, Eric Jackson, one of the team captains, he'll be back. But we're not sure about Jamison Tootle and Mario Wallen, of course, is out for the year. So that only leaves one of our linebackers, Nate Grant. He'll be a game-time decision.
So possibly getting back most of those kids. We won't get Mario back, regretfully, you know, with his knee injury. But, you know, potentially getting them all back. But one, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. I'm excited about that. We'll have a little more depth than we've had in the past.
Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week, Buck Nation, during the season right here. I'm Todd Willis, signing off.
Go Bucks.
We are one Buck.